Seriously, here we go.
It doesn't.
And I would giggle. I wouldn't even know what to say.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Mel Gelbart.
I'm horny, grab some lube and do it.
And Larry Mead.
I'm so butch.
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch,
the only thing you can do by talking is ruin it.
Here's Nate.
And welcome back to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. It's the only show with my name on it. So it's the one.
Obviously, you've not seen the Nate Darling midget porn show in Tijuana.
Ooh, I have not. I have not been to Mexico.
Tijuana is gross. Now don't go.
Oh, as opposed to the formerly pristine area of Tijuana?
Before it was like cheesy gross. Now it's just like you're going to get beheaded gross.
Mm. But you know what you could do if you're in Tijuana? You could listen to our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can listen to us or your other favorite shows directly from an iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or your Palm phone, on demand or on the go, even in Tijuana. Don't have Stitcher? Download it free today at Stitcher.com or in the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio? Mwah. It is a smarter way to listen to radio. Huh. Craziness, right?
That was adorable.
Thanks. I'd do my best. Crazy week. We had a crazy week this past week. I know I did.
Why did you have a crazy week?
It was a very strange week. I needed a chiropractic adjustment in a very bad way. And I ended up this past weekend with, like, an extreme headache. Basically, I slept Saturday and Sunday all day.
You slept 2 days?
Wow.
Like, I woke up, and then...
Why are your cats jumping around like crazies?
Because there's a fly in here somewhere. And they're kittens. That's what kittens
don't
do.
Don't touch me. I don't like you.
The fly's behind you,
it
Larry.
It looked like they were doing, like, choreographed ballet. They both jumped and twirled.
Yeah, because they're hunting flies. They're hunting.
They really hate that fly.
Yeah, they're going to kill it or try. My guess is they will not kill it. I'll end up getting it after the show.
I mean,
show.
Look at them. They're moving in perfect synchronicity.
I'm just waiting for them to, like, see it over my head and come charging and run over me because they do that. Sometimes
I don't like flying pussy.
Well... Be prepared, my friend.
That sounded so gay, by the way. Flying pussy.
Coming up this week, we have an a cappella group doing Skrillex. We've got a hobo that made $60,000. And we have an all-Ohio edition of Cool or Tool.
O-H!
I-O! I'm wearing an Ohio shirt today to represent.
I almost bought a shirt like that when I was at the airport the other day.
My brother got it for me. It was a present.
Ohio's awesome.
I will be there in a month.
Jealous.
Maybe we'll have a story about you then in about 5 weeks.
Oh, God.
Are you going to eat Grater's ice cream?
Hell yeah, I am.
Are you going to eat Skyline chili?
No, I don't like chili.
You really don't like Skyline chili?
I don't like any chili except for Paul's.
Skyline chili is so good.
I might eat it.
Three-way with beans.
I've gotten better because since Paul makes chili and I like his chili, I've started eating it, so maybe I will try it.
But it's so different than regular chili.
She likes Paul's chili.
I like Paul's chili.
Everyone out there, get some Skyline chili and eat it. It's Cincinnati-style chili.
You know where I want to go that I know we're not going to go is Montgomery Inn.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring him to the big mini mart again and show him the cheese?
Paul's not going. Well, we'll probably go because I happen to like going to Jungle Gyms.
Jungle Gyms is neat.
See, you need to get a smartphone in the next month just so that you can take pictures of it and send them back to him.
I know. He'd just be for all
that,
annoyed.
Just for that purpose, because I think that would be hilarious. Look where I am, and then just like snap a picture of yourself in the aisle with the cheese.
He'll have that app that you have that goes, who cares?
That's right. What?
That sounds like a door opening.
You're so weird. I'm pretty excited to go to Ohio, though. I'm going to go to a football game, and I'm going to eat some Grater's. I'm going to go to UDF and get a milkshake.
UDF.
And we're going
I
to a couple really good restaurants.
I love that you kind of speak my language.
Yeah.
Do you miss the cooker? Do you remember the cooker?
Oh, my God.
With the biscuits?
I still have a glass from the cooker.
I worked at the cooker.
Really?
Before grad school. For 3 months.
And there's a restaurant... There's a restaurant there that I like to go for breakfast, but I always get the name wrong, and I always say the Watchtower, but that's the Mormon magazine, right? We've had this conversation.
No, that's the...
Clock Tower.
Clock Tower? Watchtower is where
Watchtower is a Jehovah's Witness
magazine. That's it.
Clock Tower is a chain of breakfast-only restaurants in Ohio.
But this place is called First Watch.
First Watch. First Watch.
First Watch.
It's really good.
I know.
Do you have them in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Right?
All right, we've gone on long enough with.
Hey, let's pretend we're going to Vermont. Hey, y'all want to go look at some cheese and some maple syrup? That's how they talk in Vermont.
Wow, I didn't know
Southern
that.
Southern Vermont.
Yes, that's exactly how it is.
Y'all want to put some maple syrup right here on your cheese? That's how they talk.
Yeah, that's how the Southern...
If it's Paula Deen in Vermont.
Hey, y'all, Paula Deen.
Actually, it would
y'all be... need some awe. You need some bone awe.
You sound like tranny Paula Deen is what you sound like right
I
now.
I have dreamt about being a tranny.
A tranny Paula Deen.
Paula Deen is a smoker. Did y'all know that?
Dude, that would
that's
be...
That's why she's obsessed with her white teeth.
I think we found Larry's Halloween costume this year.
No, I have so many...
Tranny Paula Deen.
No, so Adam and I really want to go as Bert and Ernie because he's so tall. Like, I think we look like Bert and Ernie. The problem being is that's not crazy enough. I'm always a crazy glitter bitch or like Kesha or, you know, a tranny crack
whore. If you
whore.
Paint your whole body yellow, I think it would be totally worth it.
It might be.
Yeah, if you just went with body paint, then you could do it.
I'm trying to get one of my friends to be
Abby
Lee Miller.
Yeah, body stripe your
Moms.
Shirt on, body paint the shirt on, and paint your body yellow. That
Potentially.
Would be amazing.
Were you guys at my Halloween party last year when
we
Bert
were.
Ernie came that had the most
yeah.
amazing costume?
Yeah.
The girls
See,
sewed them.
It's adorable. I don't. I have to think this over.
Yeah, you guys should do the body paint thing. By the way, and a side note, I won't be at your Halloween party this year. Moving on with the show.
Why
how
not?
Because I don't want to see you in body paint.
The other thought is, I'm not even joking. I might get lots of cosmetic glitter, spray myself in body adhesive, and just be glitter. How fucking awesome would that be?
Larry,
covered Larry's in glitter, just 100% glitter.
You'll never be free
I
of it.
Know! I'd be like my version of a tattoo.
You know what he's going to catch a lot of with that? Flies and mosquitoes. He's going to be like the human glitter fly strip is
oh,
what
yeah.
it's going to be.
So sticky.
I really am thinking about doing it.
I don't... I used up my one good funny idea last year. I'm not good at costumes.
Okay.
I'll give you some tips.
There you go. So what did you do this week, Larry? What was your big excitement? I know you're getting ready to go to London soon.
I'm going to London! What did I do this week? I did a lot. Oh, Saturday I went to Napa, and we went to the cave wine. Have you guys done that? It's really nice. It's kind of pricey, but you get like 18 tastings, so you're kind of drunk. And you throw the wine if you don't want all your tasting, you throw it on the wall to help grow mold because the mold helps the wine. It was really fun. And I'm not a wine person very much. I like port and like dessert wine. I'm not like a real wine. I mean, I'm like whatever. But what's hysterical is I've been to a lot of places where like wine people go. So the guy was talking about Malbec and I was like, I've been to Mendoza in Argentina. I gained like 1,000 wine points. Everyone else was trash on the tour except for me. And I was just like, yeah, it was really great. So that was super fun. And then, but we got bored of going to wineries. So it was so crowded on Saturday. So we went to the grocery store and bought wine and cheese and like salami and things. And,
Hold on. Is that salami or with a
salami?
Different... Okay.
It's a collection of salami. And some other stuff went back. And so no joke, we were staying like in this house. It was really pretty. And, it was four girls and me. So they got salami from the deli counter and they put it just like in the back on the table. Like, I'm sorry, that's really not acceptable. So I made everything very fabulous. And the whole joke was, I think that when people go for wine tasting, they should be able to rent a gay because it'll help make their trip more fun.
I think everything would be better if you could rent a gay.
I really want to start that business.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with about 80% of things would be better if you could rent a gay. Because there
they
are certain...
They make everything funner.
I agree.
Sometimes they're...
Don't be a hater.
I'm not. I'm giving you 85%. Jesus Christ.
Listen,
that's a pretty
breeder.
High percentage. There are just certain situations where I'm like, you know what? I'm good. That wouldn't be needed.
But straight... Oh, we then, on one of our tours, there were two straight dudes tasting wine together.
Just hanging?
So we called them secretly bicurious guys because they weren't totally butch.
They were broing?
I was more butch than one of them, to be fair. The guy
How
was,
do you know they were straight guys?
Oh, they went to Miami.
Oh.
Isn't that funny? Wow. I was just like, oh, Miami of Ohio. And I was just like, oh my God. And so instantly they went down a little bit in my book because Miami's a whole bunch of douchebags. But so then I was like, well, maybe they're just preppy. And I was like, nah. They like went to Miami like 2 years ago. But I do think I want to start that service where you know a lot of people rent limos to drive around Napa because they crack down some bunch of drunk driving there. I think it's going to be like a gay in a limo. How much fun would it be if a group of girls who usually go on wine tastings could rent a fun, sassy, attractive gay man?
Oh, yeah. It would be way fun.
Yeah. Oh, for that? That's perfect.
And even just, I just want like a gay all the time, like to help me dress and to do my hair, to make sure I look good and to make sure I'm funny. And
your personal gay assistant, yeah. Your PGA. Oh, my God. I started a company.
Is there any other type of assistant or are there like straight assistants?
But they'll be sassy. They're like, girl, why you have your bangs like that?
That's what I want. And it's like you always have a good wingman.
Well, Grace, are you searching for your will?
Well, I am.
Well, now, see, this works out perfectly because now that Paul cleans the house and does the cooking, you can take all the money you were giving to Consuela to clean the house and pay a gay assistant.
What happened to Consuela?
She's back, actually.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Paul's he travels
busy.
So much.
Yeah, he's gone too much, so we brought Arlene back.
Arlene! Arlene!
Do you have the only white housekeeper in California?
Yeah.
Oh, before I forget, yes. On Sunday, Adam and I went to Costco, and I swear to God, a couple, like, we were walking around, and I swear I heard this guy behind us say, I think that they're gay. Like, I don't know if he was floored that gay people were at Costco, or that, like, we don't necessarily, I mean, Adam's 6'6", and I'm, you know, not a skinny bitch, so, like, I don't know if he thought, it was just very funny. It wasn't bad, it was just one of those funny things. Sometimes I think people, I make things, I think... I hear something in my head, I really quickly translate it into something else.
Was there anything in your brain at that moment that made you want to turn around and go, think, you can't freaking tell?
To be fair, I was fucking Adam.
Oh, yeah, so I mean, yeah.
All those free samples make you horny.
It's always meat and something on a pick. I mean, it's
It
stuff.
Was good. Oh, and I'm a little embarrassed to admit it that we bought Guy Fieri's tri-tip. Oh, my God, it was so good. I know he's an idiot, and I know he doesn't
it's
like games.
It's funny that you say that, good. Because we also hate Guy Fieri and think he's an idiot, but there's a recipe that we love of his that we got off the Food Network, and we made it over the weekend and reminded ourselves just how much we love it.
I know.
A stuffed chicken breast with a marinated artichoke hearts and sun-dried tomatoes and garlic and stuff. Oh, so good.
Oh, Guy Fieri.
And stuff. Mel, do you have anything exciting other than your Guy Fieri cooking episode this week?
No, you know, I did my Lady Business show.
Which oh, that's
was
right.
It? How was it?
You know, it was a good show, but it was a small crowd. It was really a quiet night at the Comedy Spot this weekend, which is unusual. It's been really crowded lately. So, good show, small crowd, but it was still fun. Our newest cast member got to perform her first show.
Yay.
And she was great. So, good job, Christiana. And then we went out afterwards, which I don't normally do because I'm not like a bar person or a drinking person. And we went to this bar called The Distillery.
Uh-huh. I like how you're describing it like it's a distant land.
Which I have never been to, and it was not remotely what I anticipated it would be.
It's all the way over on Capitol, or on K Street, isn't it? Or Capitol?
Capitol.
Yeah, it was just a few blocks. It was like 21st and...
Yeah, it's right by, yeah. By MVP.
So we walked over there from the Comedy Spot, and I was just immediately out of my element because it was a bar and I felt awkward. But then they were doing karaoke.
Mm-hmm. So weird there.
Which I also am not comfortable with. And there's like sort of the places divided into sort of what I would call three sections. Like immediately in front of the bar, then across from that, there's sort of like a guardrail. So across from that, which is like... a room where they're doing the karaoke, and then the back there's like a little back area, and that's sort of mm-hmm. where all our people were back there. But it was like 102 degrees back there, so I was not going to sit with those people.
And that's where the smoking is too.
Oh, or, I know there's outside
all the smoking area outside. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's the one over near the bathroom.
Yeah. So all of our Comedy Spot people were kind of there, but we were standing like in the bar directly adjacent to the bar area.
Right.
And then in the area where they were doing karaoke, there was another birthday party going on. With the weirdest group of people I've ever seen.
How weird? Like, what made them weird?
Well, at first, I thought it's not weird, in that I was like, oh, it's just cross-dressers. It's just, like,
trannies.
And so that's not really weird.
Hey,
it's just trannies.
Butt plug. Let's try
but
one
But then
out.
I realized, no, those aren't trannies. Those are women.
Like, not, I'm trying to be sensitive, but like, were they transgender women or were they like, God no. gave you a vagina but made you look ugly?
Just mannish women?
Naturally born women?
Like, I'll describe what two of them were wearing. One woman was probably 6 feet tall, 102 pounds.
Okay.
She was wearing shorts that were about 4 inches long that were white and black striped, but they were... Like
so far, you're describing a tranny.
But they were like a foot across, so they had like the big like a saddlebag air pockets on either side. And then she was wearing like a little shirt, so it was all stomach. But again, it looked like she was no figure, no boobs, no nothing. So it did. It looked like a man, but it wasn't a man. It was it was a woman.
It probably was a woman, but physically, how do you know it wasn't a transgender woman?
It was not. It was not. It was not.
But were they acting weird?
Nope. They were acting like women. And they were being...
No, like, so what, they just looked weird.
Well, and they were karaoke-ing and dancing, so it was a little unnerving. But then, like, one of the other
women...
Did
any of them sound like this?
One of the other women had, like, a shaved head.
Oh, of course.
Bleached white. And she's wearing big hoopy earrings and, like, a bustier.
Okay, what was bleached, what was bleached white as her hair?
She was African-American.
Oh, so she had really short hair.
So yeah. They're just funky people.
But they were just...
That's who goes to the distillery.
Oh, my God.
It's such a weird... I
didn't know. And then there was another group dancing that was, like... The Freaks and Geeks crowd, they were kind of hip and kind of bizarre at the same time.
That's
like,
too close to the distillery.
There was like a girl in her like Jerusalem slippers and her gingham dress and her short boy
Don't talk anti-Semitic, you Jew.
It was so
Jew,
weird.
You.
It was the weirdest vibe. And then Paul was just drunk enough that he made a really inappropriate comment about karaoke people are the ones that should have been shot, not the ones at the theater in Colorado.
Not funny or
And everybody just sort of went,
the same, and that's the same day.
Yeah.
Same day.
Holy shit, that's too soon.
It was time for us to go at that point. So we had our drink and we headed out.
Oh, Paul.
If you want a fun experience, go to the distillery at 5 o'clock to see the people who eat dinner there. It is 1,000% different.
They serve like real food there?
Yeah, like prime rib. It's literally like the Regal Beagle and it feel from Three's Company, and you'll eat like prime rib, white flour. It's like beef, white flour, mashed potato. It's very like an older person's version of like a somewhat casual but nicer restaurant. Beef.
And their whole floor is like linoleum or parquet
or
something.
Yes, and it's dark wood. The whole place reminds me of the Regal Beagle. And now quasi-hipsters have kind of taken it over at night. And that's also where all the roller derby girls hang out.
Really?
They do a lot of stuff at the distillery. And there's also random bands there. It's just...
I thought it was like a punk place or something. No, like
no.
They always have bands and karaoke and all the badass people are going there. But no, it was not that.
Yeah, very weird place. Now, I mentioned I had a headache this weekend, and I wanted to go to the chiropractor last week, but he was out of town because my chiropractor had a more interesting week than I did. Because this weekend, mostly Saturday, but a little bit into Sunday, he did the Angeles Crest 100-mile endurance run.
That's disgusting.
Who's your chiropractor?
Chiropractor is Don Freeman, and he listens to the show. Hi, Don.
I don't know.
Insane, sir.
He actually does a running podcast too with a couple of other crazy people who do trail running and stuff.
That's like extreme marathon, like Greg's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 100 miles. It took him. He ran 27 hours straight. I haven't done anything for 27 hours straight. So he ran 27 hours straight. It goes from Wrightwood to Pasadena. And it goes, there is a 21,600.
It makes my ass hurt just talking about it.
Oh, he probably has a lot of chafing.
I don't know. There's not a lot of ass going on there because you don't sit down if you run for 27 hours straight. But basically, it's up and down on the San Gabriel Mountains.
Down,
yeah.
Up and down.
And they end up in Pasadena. It's absolutely crazy. 90 miles of trails, 8 miles of dirt road. And 2 miles of paved road. So that's
Pussy.
So that's what
why did they do all gravel?
So that's the thing. So that's what he did on Saturday and into Sunday. And I went in there this morning. I had like an 8:45 appointment on Tuesday morning. And I walked in and he's all smiles and feeling great. He's not like moving slow or sore or anything like that. And I'm like, I'm barely moving because I got stuff out of place in my neck. And I'm like... I slept all weekend and I'm hurting like you wouldn't believe. And this guy ran 100 miles and he's like, how's it going? He goes,
Even imagine. Like, we walked all day at the fair last week. Like, we got there at like 10 and left at 9. And for 2 days, my hip flexors and my butt hurt from that much walking.
Well, yeah. To be fair, if you're on trails and you're running out in the woods, you're not hitting that same hard pavement surface. It's a lot harder to walk around on pavement.
Oh.
You almost tried justifying walking at the fair versus an ultramarathon.
Right?
A hundred mile run.
I also want to do a slight flashback to our gay conversation,
okay.
By the way. I'm a little angry with Eric in Portland.
Oh, no. She's angry at the gays. Well,
I'm
one of
angry
them.
I've got HRC on speed dial.
One of my favorite gays. I'm now angry with you because The amount of pleasure he gets from me getting annoyed by you two stupid chuckleheads and the fact that he's
please
angry.
Please don't put me in the same category as Nate Darling.
That you two haven't made me angry enough to yell at you to make him want to drink is just messed up.
Except now you're angry
and now
so he's
I'm,
drinking.
Now I'm angry and I hope you're happy, Eric, because you've done it. Now you've got me riled up. For being angry at me, for not being angry, I'm angry.
Well, I'm going to commend him because he found another way to drink that he's going to drink a six-pack every time I go on a rant. So
and that's been pretty regular lately.
You better invest in PBR.
I may actually kill him accidentally. Ah. It's one of those things. So we mentioned it briefly with Paul joking. Want to just quickly touch on the whole thing that happened in Colorado over the weekend.
Attention, Colorado! Please stop having mass shootings. Thanks. The rest of the country.
All of his, all of the guns and ammo this guy bought, he bought legally. The guns in a store, the ammo in his flak vest apparently online. And, just absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. And he was in court on Monday. First of all, this is...
He looked fucking crazy.
They're like, oh, well, he was a big Batman fan because he said he was the Joker, but he dyed his hair orange and the Joker's hair is green. So not really that big a fan. Either that or L'Oreal doesn't make Joker green in the hair dye section.
Yeah, but you can get manic panic hair stuff. I mean, if he was committed, he could do it. I don't know.
He was committed enough to get assault rifles and 6,000 rounds of ammo, but not committed enough to get green hair dye.
He was a smart dude.
I get it. I don't know. I always say this stuff when we get any of these kind of stories, which is we're being fed exactly what the media is feeding us. We know nothing about what's going on
conspiracy.
And I was listening to an article.
I
was listening to a story on the news and reading an article about, like, is he crazy? And everyone's like, oh, he's crazy. I'm like, you don't know he's crazy. He could have thought out every bit of this, including his now insanity plea. Who knows? Maybe he's like, and I'll look crazy in court and I'll dye my hair a crazy color and I'll tell everybody I'm the Joker and... Who knows?
Listen, cynical Cindy, I have to believe that most people want to believe he's crazy because to assume that someone who's normally functioning can choose to do that much evil is, I think, incomprehensible.
I want him
people.
To be sane and killed.
They should make a new reality show for him called, like, Single in Jail, like the Bachelor version, but in prison.
Yeah, well, the only problem is they have him in protective custody with the windows blacked out.
Can you imagine? He's going to be in solitary, like, forever. All the people he killed... Okay, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but if at a midnight showing you don't take your fucking kids and you don't take a 4-month-old or a 7-year-old, like, are you fucking kidding me?
Why?
That was the one thing.
My dad took us to the midnight showing of Poltergeist. I still remember it.
Your dad's fucked up.
Yeah, because people are like, well, what? He goes into a theater where he knows kids are going to be. Somebody ranted about that on Facebook, and I'm like, I wouldn't have a reasonable expectation of 4- and 6-year-old kids in a midnight showing of Batman.
Do you also
Sorry.
Think he cared who he killed?
No. I'm not saying he cared.
Why? Better not, because there might be kids.
No. But he picked a midnight showing, not a noon showing. The noon showing, you know that place is going to be filled with kids. But the midnight showing, you're probably not taking that into account.
Isn't Batman rated R?
No, it's PG-13.
Really?
It is. I checked.
There's a lot of violence in the movie. Why are we more obsessed? I don't understand.
We are obsessed with violence. That's if you show a nipple in a movie, you're getting a rated R. But if you drop the F word 3 times, if you drop the F word or show a nipple, you're going to get an R rating. But you can eviscerate hundreds of people in your movie, and it's fine. It's not a problem. Information trickles out about this, and we know what the police are telling the media, because that's all the police are conducting an investigation.
And the police chief's kind of hot, but on a random note.
Oh, okay. What are you talking? Oh, yeah, okay. Moving on from that. So, yeah, nutbag in there. Moving from that to...
It just breaks my heart. It's just awful. That's the kind of stuff that... You know, a lot of the stories that have come out, because we don't know a lot about the why in this guy's history, there's still... That stuff's coming out, so there's been so many stories about the victims... And it just kills you. You know, there was a story about all the girlfriends that were saved by their boyfriends.
The next time some chick starts going on about how there's no chivalry anymore and guys don't do this and guys don't do that, there were 3 guys that died in that movie theater using their own bodies to shield their girlfriends. 3 guys in their 20s. So please think before you say something stupid. Maybe that's why no one's opening a door for you. Moving on.
I think you just had to drink a little bit, Eric.
It was like a mini rant. A
little bit. a lot of stuff going on. The whole Penn State thing, they got their penalty. Joe Paterno's statue was put into storage, and
they're not renaming the library after him.
Well, they're not doing that, but a lot of penalties at Penn State. No postseason, no bowl games. They're cutting their scholarships down, and all of their players, if they want to, can transfer to another school. And
that's my phone.
You're supposed to silence that thing.
I don't know. I don't,
you're so unprofessional.
I don't know how.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the rocker switch
that
on the side.
That never happened. I also realized I can swipe up on my phone, and it's declined. Like, the phone doesn't get answered.
Very
good. Sorry, everybody.
It's okay. We'll move on with this. So basically,
the first defection happened today. One of the recruits is now going to Michigan instead of Penn State.
So that well, the people who aren't there. It's the bigger thing is the players who are there. It's like, how many are they going to lose? So Penn State gets hit pretty hard. It's not the death penalty, and some argue that it's actually worse than the death penalty. I don't know. It's a $60 million fine. That's how much the football team makes in profit every year. So they should be able to absorb that just fine. But the real story behind this is the outrage of Penn State supporters who all took to Twitter. And Deadspin collected some of these. It wasn't Deadspin published them, but they're...
You know, I didn't read any of that, but I did listen to some stuff online, and I read a couple articles, and I think what they did was right. I think the sanctions were
right. Absolutely.
And I think the way that it was dealt with was right.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I get that a lot of people are going, the horrible things that he did and the people he covered up for and the lies and the protecting has nothing to do with the fact that he was an amazing coach, and people want those things to be kept separate, and they can't be. But I see how people want them to be looked at separately.
The NCAA has this thing called lack of institutional control. It's how they punish schools for things that people outside of the purview of the school do. USC is just coming off probation for Reggie Bush's parents accepting a rental in a place. It happens all the time. Lack of institutional control comes when people come up and say, hey, your former assistant coach is raping young boys in the shower. It goes up the chain, supposedly. They're getting ready to go to the police and say, hey, we've got this. And now allegedly there's an email, obviously dictated, from Joe Paterno saying, let's not do that. So that's the head coach saying, let's not, this whole thing about kids being raped in our shower, we don't want that to get out. That would be bad. So that's the whole thing. But I thought Larry put it very well on Facebook with what he said in terms of, yeah, it's sad that the players who didn't do anything wrong are getting punished. But anybody who's there on scholarship now is still getting their scholarship. They still get to play football. They still get their education. So it's not exactly like they're getting punished. But to the angry people went to Twitter, and they like to be angry on Twitter. So here are some of the things collected from Twitter, and these are, I'm going to read these as written. This one's in all caps. The NCAA is a bunch of fucking faggot ass bitches. Those are fucking Joe's wins, you fucking fuckbag asshole fags. I hope you all fucking die.
Wow.
That's from,
all right.
That's from someone called Dave Stout. Dave Stout's very angry. Ahab Basabla said, Joe Paterno won those games for Penn State. Those players won. NCAA and fags cannot take away something that happens. Doesn't work that way.
I love that gays have infiltrated the NCAA football committee.
Well, we're not done yet.
Shit, I need to go there.
Brett Singley says, ill, because he doesn't use an apostrophe. Ill put money down that the NCAA is ran by a bunch of niggers. So he's gone another way.
Gay African-American.
Billy Yank, I don't know if that's an alias or just a description. Every reporter that has covered the Penn State story needs to be shot, you disloyal fuckers. Done nothing but drag Joe Pa through the mud.
Wow.
So now we're advocating that. Let's see. King Ding-a-ling says, is the $60 million being divided by the young boys who are now grown-ass flaming fucking faggots that Sandusky molested?
Holy shit!
Wow.
These are all things that
these are also people that don't believe rape exists.
These
girls
are true.
Ask for it.
To be fair, the girl drank her sex on the beach. It meant I could fuck her.
Yep.
These are all things that people put out on Twitter. And not like the private Twitter that only 10 people can see. This is something that anybody can go on Twitter and just pull out. With their name on it, some of them. Not obviously not King Ding-a-ling. I mean, you know who he is, but
it's
just
Mr.
by reputation.
Ding-a-ling.
Sure. Anthony McCalley. Fuck you, NCAA. You're all fucking bitches when you find someone like Joe Pa. Let me know. Okay, well, there's anger, but he hasn't taken to slurring anybody other than calling them bitches, which offensive to bitches. Go down here a little bit more. There's literally dozens of these.
Oh, Penn State.
Now, well, oh, and Ahab is back. The NCAA is going along with liberal pussies by killing football at Penn State. Pussies don't play football. Replace it with homo studies. Larry, you majored in homo studies. How was that?
Now, as a fan of football and a proponent of homo studies,
homo studies.
I do feel conflicted here. First of all, in some ways, I'm disappointed Penn State didn't get the death penalty where their football program would have canceled. This almost does more damage because Penn State football will be inevitably harmed for at least 10 years. So mm-hmm. It was great. But literally, I don't understand. The number one argument I kept hearing from people is, why are you punishing the students? Why are you punishing? And I'm like, you're not punishing the students. The people who are in charge of running it, they're entrusted. And people are forgetting it's also a state institution. All those people are state government employees that did not look after the welfare of citizens. Keeping in mind, the kids that were he was abusing were already at-risk youth. He started that program specifically so he could fuck those kids because they didn't have parents necessarily looking out for them. He fucked at-risk kids on purpose, and then it was covered up. And why the fuck? I want to even... I can't entertain the notion of like, okay, we have to protect it. Why the fuck wouldn't you at least just ban him from the bathroom? They had... the report... I don't understand how anyone can read that report and still defend Penn State. Like, I really don't. I can understand being loyal. I can get it. But, like...
They haven't read it.
Accept it and move on. Like, they maliciously hid the truth.
Right. They obstructed justice.
But
really,
they're a great football team. Get over it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Those little fags deserved it.
Well, and here's the other thing. And this was the part that I thought was the biggest punishment of all for Joe Paterno. And by the way, Joe Paterno's family, it's time for you to shh and look the other way.
Yeah.
Take a lesson from Joe Pa. Just look the other way now, because now is not the time to say anything. Y'all need to shut up because you're just making yourselves look bad. And I understand you're defending your father, your husband, all this other stuff. He did something horribly wrong that put dozens and dozens of kids at risk. He was a flawed person. He made mistakes. Just fucking live with it. He was a very high profile person and he made a very high profile mistake, but it put people's lives in danger. And when that happens, there are repercussions. Now this one, he's dead, he's in the ground, and all of those wins that made him the winningest coach ever,
not anymore.
Now he's eighth on the list. So fuck him and fuck the Paterno family.
And fuck. What's that dude's name? What's the guy that actually...
Sandusky.
Did? His wife. He had multiple young boys in the basement of their house, and one kid even talked about how when he came upstairs, he was crying and looked at her, and she said...
She knew.
And she said, bye.
Yeah, I mean...
Bruce.
I mean...
Better than her was probably her feeling.
No, I used to work at Ohio State. I think you guys know that. And mm-hmm. we did... One of the things the Big Ten does, which is one of the reasons I love the Big Ten, is they have at Make a Difference Day, which is like a big service event around the country. All the Big Ten schools have like a service exchange.
Of fags?
Of students. So like
okay.
when I was there, the game was at Penn State. So we took 100 students to Penn State. We met with 100 students at Penn State. We did service throughout the day, game together, had a potluck or like a huge tailgate thing. And then went to the game. It was great. It was like rivals in the field, partners in the community. It was actually really cool. And like, mm-hmm. I really have a lot of respect for Penn State. I have a Penn State shirt that I love. I wear all the time, but now I can't wear it anymore because I feel like if I wear it, I'm supporting like child molestation.
Right.
Which makes me angry. And I don't think, what I don't get is some of my friends who went to Penn State or family went to Penn State was writing about like, now this is a disgrace. If anyone puts Penn State on their resume, they're going to think they're a child fucker.
No.
Like, no, they addressed it and you have to move on. Like, that already happened. You can't unwind the fact that everyone thinks that Penn State protected child molesters because they did. And the president of your university accepted the sanctions.
Right.
So you can't be too angry. Move on, y'all.
Yeah, the only person that you're going to look at their resume and go, I don't know, is Matt Millen, who staunchly stands there and defends Joe Paterno over and over again.
Ugh.
I've seen a lot of guys that went to Penn State and they're like, listen, I have a lot of respect for Joe Paterno, but he made a huge mistake and this is inexcusable. And these are some of his former players. And you know it has to hurt them because they looked up to this guy like a father figure. Mm-hmm. And so, but they were let down like everybody else. And stop defending him. Stop defending the other thing. Just accept the punishment, and it's time to move on.
I can't help but wonder. I just know how intense football games can get, especially when you have drunk people.
Right.
Whenever Penn State plays from now on, people are going to be yelling unbelievably ruthless things.
Yeah, you're going to have to take all the child rapist signs away from people.
It is going
to
be.
When they roll into Michigan or Iowa or one of those other big schools.
I mean, they're going to be annihilated. No one's going to want. Why? There. Someone said they're in essence just going to be a Division II school for football for the next 10 years.
Pretty much, their scholarship levels are going to go down to like 1AA levels, and they're going to be down at the bottom. They're going to get exactly what they deserve, which is to be punished for not taking care of things. All right. You mentioned Ohio State. Larry, do you know where Westlake, Ohio is?
It's Cleveland, right?
It is. Yeah. The Paninis in Westlake was the scene of a literary bonfire. The hosts of the Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS staged a book burning. That's right. They're having book burnings in Ohio again.
Of course they are.
Collecting copies of 50 Shades of Grey and setting them on fire.
That's just wrong.
The adult novel falls under the category of erotic literature and is the talk of pop culture this year. You know, I didn't hear a fucking thing about it until they did that thing on SNL, so I don't know that it's the talk of pop culture.
Really? What, you didn't?
Did not.
What's the talk of pop culture?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm sorry.
Have you talked to any heterosexual woman? I think they're fully aware of it.
Well, they are now. If they weren't before, I think the SNL sketch was the tipping point for people who didn't know. I didn't know about Magic Mike either. So
it's been the number one selling book for like 3 months, 4 months.
I do have a friend who. Have you read the book, Mel?
I have not.
Okay, I have a friend who read the book and she had to stop reading the book because she said it was so poorly written that it was distracting.
That's what I heard, was that the actual writing was bad. And I think, I mean, this is gonna. I don't know. This is gonna come off sounding funny, but I think for people that aren't familiar or associated with the genre, this was all they know and all they could get. And somebody said, here, check this out. And this book got sort of that lucky break where all these housewives and women that didn't. But for those of us that know the genre, there's much better written stuff. There's tons and tons out there that you can get that are probably better than this.
And activity. What's interesting, they spent no money in marketing this book. None.
Well, here, this is some good marketing. So anyway, They had this at a restaurant, which I found odd, but a dozen or so people came out with their copies, offered them up to the barbecue pit. One person even threw in their Nook e-reader.
That's just stupid.
Because they're idiots. They obviously were upgrading to a Kindle Fire or something.
Which is going to be really cool.
Now, as the paperbacks dissolved into ashes, one woman, a fan of the novels, rushed forward with a fire extinguisher in hopes of saving the book.
I feel
from
like
the flames.
It was just a total publicity stunt for the writer of the book.
No, it was a radio publicity stunt. It's a weird radio publicity stunt, but seriously, why are you? It's 2012. Why are you burning books, Ohio?
It's so stupid.
It's Cleveland, which I try not to associate with. Ohio.
Do you know where Mayfield Heights, Ohio, is?
Also Cleveland.
Okay, a local. This went very viral. A local fast food worker fired after a picture he took inside the Burger King went viral. He was stepping on two bins of lettuce.
Awesome.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Yeah. Thank God they sent Channel 3 out to get the story in Ohio. Let's see if this is, here we go.
Proof that as the internet buzzing, proof. A Burger King employee is doing some strange things to customers' food, and it turns out it happened at a local restaurant.
Ooh.
Tonight, three employees are out of a job. Channel 3's Dan Haggerty uncovered more on how they got caught. And what happens next, Dan?
Well, Chris, I know the health department was here after our story.
Larry would love Dan. He's wearing a tight shirt.
He is pretty cute.
Is he chubby?
They might be interested in asking a few questions, too. Bottom line, you don't mess with people's food.
Okay, here's the picture again. A Burger King employee in Mayfield Heights standing in two lettuce bins.
That's
pretty gross.
That's like nothing
and
compared to what I've heard
people
do.
Here are the very predictable reactions from people we showed this picture to as they left the drive-thru.
I guess I'm going to throw my food away. That's not good.
That's disgusting. Oh my God, ew. That's repulsive. I'm not eating there.
They're from Ohio.
Again. Oh my God, ew.
Oh my God. I've always had good service here and good food here, and I really don't know what to tell you. I'm really surprised by it.
Three employees.
So three employees got fired for that. I just had to share that little bit of that little bit of Ohio with everybody.
I love Ohio.
I've been to Cleveland. I didn't mind it. I think Cleveland gets a bad rap. But, yeah. So that's Ohio story number two. Now, this other one from Akron, Larry. You know where Akron is, right?
My best friend is from Jackson, a suburb of Akron.
Well, in Akron, a panhandler is drawing a lot of attention, but in this case, it's not about food or money. She is panhandling for breast implants.
She does need them.
She did it dressed in a bikini and sitting on a motorcycle by the side of the road. Chrissy Lance of Ripman staked out a corner of Manchester Road and Carnegie Avenue to collect money with a sign that read, "Not homeless, need boobs."
I mean, I don't know if she's even a full A cup.
No, she's like concave.
She's negative.
Ripman, she says she has the required license to panhandle in Akron, says she's raised about $90.
That'll buy about half of a nipple.
And isn't leaving her spot until she's reached her goal. She's going to be fucking cold in that bikini come fall.
I admire her ambition.
She works as a barmaid and says the implants will go far to, quote, help improve her self-esteem.
I didn't even know we use that term anymore.
Self-esteem?
Barmaid.
How about I was at a meeting today for work, which I can't really talk about.
Okay.
Except a dude in front of many people used the word bar wench. And I was like, I don't know if that's appropriate.
I think
like
it
40
is.
People.
What is it, medieval times?
That's what I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
What? I don't see the problem, Larry.
Now, Akron, fun fact time, y'all. The University of Akron, their mascot is the Zips, because at one time they were the only place where that manufactured zippers in the country. And Akron, interestingly enough, is also the world center of all research related to rubber, because Firestone Tire was there. It's where most tire companies got their start. And so polymer research is crazy big there.
Wow.
So because of rubber and it's important in the future, it is a somewhat booming area of the Midwest, because it used to be really industrial.
So
and Quaker Oats are from there, and the University of Akron bought where the Quaker Oats building used to be, and they were big, like, you know those big, like, farm things, like their towers, silos? They turned them into, it was a hotel, now it's a dorm.
Oh my god, ew.
And they're round rooms. I've stayed there before.
That's so gross.
Just saying.
Oh my god, ew. All right.
Thanks for fun fact time, Larry.
No.
All right. Like fun fact time. And it's also the outside of Akron is Canton, which is where
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's where football really got started.
I've been there as well. All right. Now, finally, it's time for...
Cool.
Tool. Whoa, it's the Ohio edition. Up first this week, burning books in Ohio, cooler tool. Mel.
It's so stupid. Now, even to make a point, don't destroy property. It's tool. It's stupid. I hate them. Even bad books, don't burn them.
I hate to say tool associated with anything with Ohio, but unfortunately, I have to go with tool.
Yeah, it's absolutely a tool thing. You can't burn in books. It's 2012, you ignorant fools.
And by the time, every time we do this, I always think of big fluffy dresses made with lots of tool. So whenever I say tool, I think of like a big fluffy dress.
There you go. All right, up next in Cooler Tool, Burger King for firing three people just for standing in lettuce. Psst, Larry, Cooler Tool.
Cool. Lettuce is stupid.
Well, then shouldn't you stand
iceberg
in
lettuce
it?
Iceberg lettuce has no nutritional value and is repulsive. I will say Burger King is cool for firing them.
Mel?
Cool. I think you got to have standards and rules, and I think lots more people should be fired. We actually did, review this stuff not every once in a while when some story hits the news. Because
right.
Mostly people only care if the story hits the news.
Oh, my God. Ew.
That is so gross.
Oh, my God. Ew. Teenage girl in the back seat. Oh my god, ew.
I mean, the reality is this stuff goes on all day, every day, and nobody knows and nobody cares. I used to work in a movie theater, and the pop heads on the dispenser.
Soda?
Know? Yeah, you know when
pop.
You know the dispenser machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, the soda fountain.
They never took those off, and they were full of mold. I never get fountain pop because it's always disgusting, because all I can think about is those things. If you don't take them off and soak them and bleach them and clean them, they're just full of mold from the sticky sugar stuff.
Got to clean your spigot.
It's disgusting.
So it's basically like an uncircumcised penis in there is what you're saying. Yeah, it's cool. They didn't really have any choice. Once you've got a picture of a dude standing and here's the fun part about how they got caught. Because there's not really anything identifying about them. It was the metadata on their digital picture. They were able to trace it back to that Burger King.
It's pretty impressive. So it was three people, like the one doing it, the one taking the picture, and then the accomplice?
Yeah, it was the three amigos is what it was. Three idiots. Ha. So, finally in Cooler Tool this week, the lady in Akron who wants boobs, it's sort of like a real-life Kickstarter campaign. but with boobs and sitting on the side of the road. Mel, cooler tool for her.
Oh, gosh. It's kind of gross and kind of degrading and kind of pitiful and kind of pathetic, but I can't say it's tool because, I mean, she is showing initiative and going out there and getting what she needs, and she does have a day job, so it's not like she's just some pathetic panhandler trying to get boobs. I mean, she's working and earning, so I... Cool.
She has a night job, really.
Or that's what I guess, true. That's
this
what I mean.
Is easy. Cool. She's entrepreneurial. I can never say that word. And she is... wants to get something, she's going after it. I applaud her, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give her cool, but because she pulled the permit to do it. She's not just out there. She did everything she was supposed to do. She did it right. It's kind of unfortunate. If she only got $90 standing in a bikini on the side of the road, I understand why she wants boobs.
To be fair, it's Akron, so translated into money here, that's like $400.
True, but that's still not even going to get you halfway to a boob. And then you're just weird and lopsided.
Well, she could and just the get news side probably
boob.
Helps.
She could just get side boob.
Just
that's
side boob.
Cheaper.
Yeah, she just has to stand one way. She can never turn to her right.
Can we not pick awesome. On Ohio just one day on this show?
I'm sorry. There was a lot of stuff from Ohio.
Nate's from Vermont.
I wanted to
it's
do a
not
nice...
even worth pick talking
fucking
about.
Ohio, you're embarrassing me.
I love Ohio!
Hey, it was Cooler Tool Ohio edition, and we did nothing but cool. So,
man.
How much picking was that, really? Honestly.
Ohio.
Oh, I know you do.
Ohio. I was a member of the All Ohio Youth Choir, which was the honor choir for the state of Ohio, and we lived at the state fair for 3 weeks.
You know, you did so much stuff that I never even heard of or had access to or was aware of.
Are
in
you
my
serious?
Life. Yeah.
I was a member in 93 and in 94, like you auditioned, and if you got picked, you lived at the state fair, you learned like 60 songs in a week, then you performed, because the Ohio State Fair is like 3 weeks long, and you live in dorms at the fair.
I never even went to a fair until I came here.
What?
Oh my God.
I love fairs.
It wasn't part
of
my
world.
One of
my goals is to go to almost every fair. I've been to 8 state fairs, and I want to go to all of them.
Have you been to the Minnesota or the Iowa State Fair? Those are the two really big ones.
No, incorrect. The largest state fairs are Texas and Ohio.
Well, those are two of the big ones.
Ohio, for the longest time, was the largest state fair, and there was a controversy because it was a very important title for the state of Ohio. They counted all the workers there. Because it was always a big deal that, like, over, I forget how many million people. But I have been to the Hawaii State Fair, the Nebraska State Fair, Maryland, Ohio, California. I could go on, but I'd love to ride Tilt-A-Whirl.
Here's a little tip from me to you. Don't go to the Vermont State Fair. You will be disappointed.
I guess it's smaller than like a county fair.
It is. It actually is. The biggest fair in Vermont is the Champlain Valley Exposition, which isn't a county fair and it's not the state fair, but it is by far the biggest fair in the state.
Do you know two states currently do not have a state fair because of budget cuts, and two independent boards that were running in Nashville for the Tennessee State Fair, the city of Nashville raised a tax to keep the state fair because the state fair defunded it.
I didn't even, like, I remember driving by the fairgrounds as a kid and having no idea what that was or what they were for.
But your dad brought you to the midnight showing of Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Never went to a fair?
We were very suburban, I guess.
There's yeah, but that's carnivals what, and fairs in the
I don't
suburbs.
Even think, I don't even think I saw a pig till I was an adult, like a real
to
animal.
To be fair, you're Jewish.
It's true.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to see those. Uh-uh. I'm thinking of reporting your dad retroactively for abuse.
I know.
I mean, come on. You never, no cotton candy, no fried dough, no, none of that.
Well, we did go to Kings Island and they had funnel cake and cotton candy.
That's
so
true.
I
mean,
didn't
that is
those
true.
Foods.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not. I it's love not. Going to the fair.
Yeah. I say we should prank your dad later for this.
All right.
Just as a thing. We'll send you back home with something horrible.
Okay.
You can booby trap the house. Something like that. I don't know what it would take to booby trap the house of an elderly Jewish man, but let's have some fun thinking about
booby
it over
trap,
the next
booby
month.
Trap, booby trap.
All right. A fishing supply store is causing an uproar in small town Virginia. This isn't small town news either, but it is kind of amusing.
Where is it? In Virginia.
Neighbors in the town of Orange say a new business there is not welcome. And it's not because of what
not
it's
welcome.
Selling. It's because of the name on the front of the building. NBC 29's Derek Waller is just back from Orange. He's live in our Charlottesville newsroom tonight. Hi, Derek.
Hey, good evening, Steve. Yeah, it's a new shop that opened up in town. The name has some people giggling and other people infuriated.
The only bait and tackle store in the town of Orange is just about 2 weeks old, and it already has everybody talking.
We actually raise our own worms in our own worm beds.
But they're not talking about the great selection. They're talking about the name.
The name is Orange County Master Bait Shop.
Owner Michael DeClue says he chose it to be memorable. He says whatever innuendo people want to make is their business.
People are taking the master and also the bait shop and combining them together.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't have seen that one coming, could
He's
you?
He's adorable because he is really playing it off seriously, and it's so cute.
He's doing it very,
very
well.
Sincere.
Oh, yeah, and it's all free publicity. I mean,
oh, it's genius.
They've got a cartoon worm on the window, and their slogan is home of the fattest worm in town.
I
Amazing.
Love them.
I want to go buy things from them.
I want a t-shirt.
Do they sell t-shirts? I was just going to say that.
And despite those complaints and allegations of vandalism, the bait shop says they are not changing a thing.
That's the name that we chose, and that's the name that we want to stick with.
The town's mayor says
we spent a lot of time alone thinking about this.
And they're actually happy to have them.
You're not in violation of any ordinance. And God bless you for being in the business of Town of Orange.
Yeah, God bless you.
Home of the fattest worm in town.
Fattest worm in town.
I love it.
So this is like 2 weeks in a row that Virginia sort of made the show because they're asshats. People complaining about master bait
about
and tackle.
Nothing.
And then the other one where they didn't want the chick to be a volunteer EMT because she used to do porn. Nicely done, Virginia.
Stupid.
Why don't
Good,
you
let them take some of the heat off of Ohio, for God's sake.
Yeah, people forget that people... Okay, so I used to live in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone acts like Northern Virginia is a separate part of the state. The rest of Virginia is very Southern and in many ways very interesting.
Right.
He means inbred.
No, my weirdest thing ever... So we went to go down to visit some of my friends from college that moved to Richmond. Literally, there were billboards... with signs that say the South rise again. I didn't realize we went on this tour and this guy was talking about the Confederacy like it was a legitimate government. And my friend was going fucking nuts. He was like, they were traitors and terrorists. They were not a legitimate government.
Well, they were for a couple of years there when they seceded and started their own thing. Sure they were. Of course, it was 140 years ago and we can move on.
Exactly. It just was, it made me laugh a little bit.
It's a different place. Different. I can't judge.
And the talk of the town was that Arthur Ashe got a monument Ave, and that they were very, you know, one guy like, we've got a colored, we've made progress.
It's true. All right, so have you guys heard of Skrillex?
Hell yeah.
No, I have not.
Dubstep!
Here's a little Skrillex for you. The song's called Bangarang. Larry's going nuts.
Okay, this is the new dance music. Dubstep the shit, y'all.
Okay, Mel, how long of listening to this before you want to kill yourself?
Well, you know, I'm not unfamiliar with dubstep music, but I've never heard of this band, and I don't think I could. This sounds like a headache.
It's funny because when Arjun was in, he mentioned standing next to Skrillex at Coachella. So I'm just giving you a little taste if you hadn't heard Skrillex. And that's the big song, Bangarang.
I mean, I like that. I do enjoy the Peter Pan story, and I love that they say Bangarang.
Well, the reason why we're playing that is a Dutch choir has decided to make an a cappella version
Hell
of it.
Hell yes!
Which I actually... FM. I kind of like this version better.
I didn't find that it sounded a lot like it. But I don't know the other song well enough.
Hold on, what choir is this?
It's a Dutch choir.
Are you sure they're Dutch?
Yes. It's a Dutch radio station, it's a Dutch choir. It just sort of threw me back to when marching bands do, like, rock music.
Like the Ohio University Marching
110.
The most amazing band in the land.
That's so gay. Anyway, yeah, I just found it interesting that people were doing a cappella versions of Skrillex.
It is pretty cool.
And, yeah, well, my friend and coworker Dave is a big Skrillex fan. So I don't know if he's heard this or not, but here you go. He's a podcast listener, too.
There's the reason I asked, there's a choir in Croatia called Perpetuum Jazzily, which does a cappella versions of really cool songs. If you ever want to hear the most amazing thing ever, Google Rains in Africa acapella. It'll come up. They sound. That's why I thought maybe it was them. I got very excited.
No, these are Dutch. Or as they spell it in YouTube description, D-U-C-T-H. It's not how you spell Dutch, but okay. So we'll leave that underneath while we talk about another hobo story. I don't know if this guy's a hobo or not. This is from Oklahoma City, not Ohio, so relax.
Yay.
It still starts with an O and it's below it. A man arrested on suspicion of panhandling in Oklahoma City told officers there was no point in getting a job because he made, and I quote, $60,000 last year. According to the police report, an officer spotted Shane Spiegel, 45, panhandling near I-40 and MacArthur Boulevard. When the officer approached, Spiegel told him it was illegal to panhandle without a permit. Spiegel asked the cops if he could get a permit that day and implied that the $200 fee was not a bad price. According to the report, the officer asked Spiegel why he didn't just get a job, and Spiegel replied, and I applaud his honesty here, I'm lazy, and I made $60,000 doing this last year. Why would I get a job?
I want to see his fucking books.
I don't think he keeps books.
I don't think he made $60,000 either.
He's got a hobo ledger.
Yeah.
The officer told Spiegel, without a permit and an insurance policy, he could not panhandle, and gave him a warning to leave. But 20 minutes later, the officer reported seeing Spiegel panhandling again at the same spot. Apparently, it's a hot spot. Spiegel was arrested on a complaint of soliciting from the street and taken to the Oklahoma County Jail. Okay, we had a little computer malfunction there. All of a sudden, I looked over and we had the blue screen of death in mid-chat.
I hate that.
Yeah, so what I was about to say was our friend Keith Lowell Jensen made a documentary where he went out on the street to try and see if he'd raise enough money to, because there's always been these urban legends about how panhandlers make a lot of money and so on and so forth, and he didn't really do that well at it.
No.
And we talked about that a little bit on Facebook today. But I maintain that from my conversations with Sacramento police officers, the quote from one of them was, here's how you tell if a homeless person is lying to you. Are their lips moving? So that's directly from the people who deal with them the most. So I maintain that Keith Lowell Jensen is
a fucking liar.
No, he's not. That's the problem.
Did you hear how weird he was in Columbus the same time I was in Columbus?
I know.
That's just weird to me. I'm sorry.
I know. I think he's stalking you. I think he wants to take your cornhole, bud.
I think he's heterosexual.
I don't know.
But he's married. He's a kid.
So?
He would be a very popular homosexual if he was. I feel like he would be a very proud homosexual.
Oh, yeah. I think he's very proud to be a homosexual now, and he's not. So, but anyway, yeah, I maintain that Keith would have done better if he were had a few less scruples, because Keith is an atheist, but Keith is genuinely a nice guy, not really a deceptive jerk at all. So.
But I like that he had a sign that was like, atheists will convert for money.
Right. So
he tried a lot of different techniques, and he tried different outfits and costumes.
He should have tried lying.
I like the banana.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really should have just tried deceit and lying, because I think that's probably what works the best.
You know, I think the reality is, to really make the kind of money these people are talking about, it's all day, every day, 10-hour shift. You know, if you really want to make money at it, how miserable.
Well, yeah, you can't be buying malt liquor at 8:30 in the morning and doing that. It's just not going to work out for you. So, yeah, 60 grand a year, allegedly, in Oklahoma. 60 grand a year in Oklahoma City is pretty good.
Holy shit. Your cat just flew through the air.
Yeah, the cats are back chasing flies. Ace just did a nice jump and tried to catch a fly between his two front paws.
That was
paws.
Damn near a pirouette.
I know. Cats are impressive to watch. They just are. They're fun to watch because...
Oh, God! Oh,
he almost caught it.
Oh, shit.
To explain that, Mel is on one end of the couch, and the black cat, Hef, who I refer to as my black friend, went straight up in the air to try and grab a fly out of midair. He came down. He sort of came down off balance, hit Mel in the head and shoulder.
Oh, my God. I just had a heart attack.
Thus causing the freak out. So they're going hardcore after the flies. It's Lord of the Flies in here.
Did he get it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think he got it.
Coming closer. I thought he'll eat it.
He's eating it.
Good.
It's alive in his mouth.
Well, yeah, he'll.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's what cats do. They eat bugs too. So there you go.
Right, he got it.
Good job, buddy.
It was coming out of his mouth.
Oh, he'll eat it. It'll be fine.
With it.
It'll be fine. That's my black friend Hef. He's an all black cat. So.
See, and you said that they had no chance in hell of ever catching one, so good for hell.
I said I said that I had 150% greater chance of catching a fly than they did, and I already caught mine before we started the show. So there, I was right.
I already got mine.
Got mine. So yeah, Ace, you're up, man. You still need to catch a fly. All right. Wow, that brought the show to... Yeah, the computer crashes and the show comes to a screeching. Oh, no.
What?
Who knew?
I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
All right, let's get this bitch home.
Yeah, it's time for Small Town News.
Small Town News, Small Town News. Everybody loves that Small Town News.
Small Town News this week brought to you by, let's say, our Amazon page. Thank you. By the way, thank you. If you've been shopping on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com, thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. If you're not... That's all we ask of you. We ask so little and give so much.
All I ask of you is forever to remember. That's a church song.
Oh, I know. It's a great way to support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. What you do is you go to NateDarlingShow.com and you click the tab up at the top that says Shop Amazon Through Us. And that'll bring you right to Amazon. You can even bookmark the page then. And then anytime you buy something from Amazon by going through that link, we get a little percentage and it doesn't cost you anything extra. So it's a great way to support the show and it doesn't cost you anything. By the way, if you're going to be in Sacramento this weekend, you can catch Larry and I.
You can catch Nate Darling.
Oh, yeah.
I have an out-of-town softball tournament.
Oh, Larry. Very disappointed.
I'm very butch.
He's very butch. Too butch for improv, not too butch for softball. In your Facebook, 8 o'clock at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, followed by, what's that other show called? The Anti-Cooperation League?
Yeah, oh yeah, that one?
Yeah, that's the one. The Anti-Cooperation League right after. So you can see us for $8, both shows $12.
Oh.
$12. A dozen dollars.
That's a bargain.
It is. 2 hours of live entertainment for $12. It's what you get. All right, so Small Town News. This was sent in by my co-host on the On Demand Super Show. Hootie sent me this today, and I had to make this Small Town News. By the way, Hootie is going to be sitting in for you next week while you're in London.
I'm going to London, y'all!
You better bring me a present.
USA! Okay, today I've gotten 4 emails.
Right.
2 warned me there's no money in London. Bring your own.
Right.
The other is, don't carry cash. You're going to be attacked to death.
Attacked to death.
So... I have to figure that out.
I was reading that they've herded all the prostitutes up out of the area where the athletes are.
They're literally predicting they're going to run out of cash.
Cash.
How did that happen?
Because they didn't plan well enough, and because Visa is the official sponsor of the Olympics.
Right.
They only accept Visa cards in almost every place around the Olympics.
And you don't have a Visa card?
Of course I have a Visa card,
well,
but my problem
checking.
Is when you travel abroad, if something happens with that, I only have 1 Visa card because my restaurant... MasterCard American Express, so it's just like, ikes.
All right.
But I will try to bring things back. No promises.
Yeah, we'll talk later. Maybe we'll be able to hook something up where we can talk to you via Skype or something. The Small Town News comes to us from the great state of Georgia this week, and we have a news report for you. Please to enjoy.
I've never seen something like that.
Something like a man on fire in his bar. Brian Birmingham's seen a lot at Alley Cat's Bar and Grill, but nobody's ever set themselves on fire. Richmond County Sheriff's investigators say William Bonner was highly intoxicated.
What?
And had a friend pour a shot of high-proof alcohol, Bacardi 151, on his head.
Shocked.
Then another friend set him ablaze. What started it all?
He actually bet the people he was with that he could do this.
And he won! Congratulations, your head's
on
fire.
What do you mean, I can do this? I can be set on fire, I betcha.
I don't know. And we talked about this a little bit before the show. I've had, Bacardi 151 was one of the things I drank in college because it was 151 proof.
Seriously?
Yeah, buddy, seriously. You know, if you want to be out partying and you don't want a bunch of liquid sloshing around in your stomach, Bacardi 151 is the way to go.
There's another fly.
I know, and have Sonnet. Settle down.
I think he caught it.
I had a friend that used to do the thing in high school where he would fill his hand with astringent.
He caught it in his mouth and it flew out.
Gross. He would fill his hand with astringent and then light it on fire and have like a fire glove.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You guys ever do that?
I've not done that because I don't light myself on fire. But one of the things with 151 is flaming shots. And the only where you light the shot on fire, and I heard of people, the worst thing I ever heard anybody doing was... They weren't aware that you were supposed to blow out the flaming shot, so they lit their nose, hair, and eyebrows on fire.
That's awesome.
Which then means your friends, who are there for you at all times, will then, you know, slap you in the face to put out the fire. which is great.
It's the right thing to do. I had a friend. I was wearing fuzzy socks because it was the 80s and they had those like super soft fuzzy socks.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a friend say, like, if you light it on fire, it'll just burn all the fuzz off and the fire will go out.
Oh, no.
And we're at this party. We're all a little stoned. And she lit my fucking sock on fire. We started a fire in the house and we had to throw my sock in the toilet. It was horrible.
What the hell is wrong with you?
My friends were all drunken
idiots. Oh, my God. Well, mine too, but that's
a new level.
I looked away. When I looked back, my sock was on fire. Never know.
Oh, my God. I looked away, and when I looked back, my sock was on fire.
These things happen.
They do.
We do. All right, I think that's a good place to leave it, with Mel's sock on fire in the toilet. That's craziness. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. For my friend Larry, who's leaving the country.
Go USA! USA! USA!
And my friend Mel, who has flaming socks in the toilet.
Damn right I do.
It's me, it's Nate, saying we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said that. You know that ain't